Echta. Okay, so here we are beginning Maseches Tamid. Maseches Tamid primarily talks about what the daily schedule looked like in the Beis HaMikdash. And it starts off with a halacha that the Kohanim and the Levim at night would stand guard around the Beis HaMikdash. They were not protecting the Beis HaMikdash from theft, but rather they were literally like an honor guard. In other words, there was a concept that in order to show the greatest kavod to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim and the Levim would stand guard around it. So that's the Mishnah starts off in Chafei Amud Beis. B'shloshim mekamos ha-Kohanim shomru b'Beis HaMikdash. There were three places where the Kohanim would stand guard in the Beis HaMikdash at night. Beis Avtinos, they would stand guard in the chamber of Avtinos, one of the chambers in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaNitzot, the house or the chamber of the spark, Beis HaMokad, and the chamber of the fire. So we're going to talk about where these places were, but these were the three places where the Kohanim used to stand guard in the Beis HaMikdash nightly. The Beis Avtinos and Beis HaNitzot Hayo Alios. In the chamber of Avtinos and the chamber of the spark, there were upper stories. Harovim Shomrim Shom. The young Kohanim would be what would be guarding there. Beis HaMokad, and the third of these chambers, the hall of the fire, the chamber of the fire, was a dome, was a dome structure. Bayis Gadol Hoya, it was a large structure. Mukaf Rovdin Shel Evid, it was surrounded by ledges of stone. Ziknei Beis Av Yeshenim Sham, the elder Kohanim of the Beis Av. The Beis Av was the family of Kohanim who were assigned to do Avoda that particular night. So the Zekanim, the elders of the Kohanim, would sleep there. Umaftechos Ha'azara Biyadam. And they had in their hands the keys to the Azara, to the courtyard. So they were sleeping in the Beis HaMokad. There was a fire that burned in the Beis HaMokad. Again, it's Yerushalayim, it gets cold at night. So the elder Kohanim would sleep on these ledges in the Beis HaMokad. And the younger Kohanim, Pirchei Kohuna, the younger Kohanim, Ish Kisaso Ba'aretz, they would have, each one would sleep with his cushion on the ground. Lo hayu yishenu bevigdei kodesh, they would not go to sleep in their Kohen garments, their holy garments. Elo hayu poshtin, rather they would remove them. Umanich rosan tachas roshayim, and they would fold them up underneath their heads. Umiskasin b'ksus atzman, and they would just use their street clothes, their regular clothes, as blankets. Ira keri le'echad mehem, let's say one of the Kohanim were to have a emission of semen in the middle of the night, and that would make him tame and require him to go and be tovel. Yodse, he would leave the Beis HaMokad, he would leave this place where the fire was. Vaholech lo bin mesiba, he would go through a tunnel. Haoleches lo tachas habira, that went underneath the building of the Beis HaMikdash. There was a tunnel, a subterranean tunnel, that went underneath the Beis HaMikdash. V'neiros dolken mikano mikad. In this tunnel, there were lamps that were burning on either side, until he would come to a mikvah. There was a subterranean mikvah that was underneath the Beis HaMikdash. There were a few mikvahs in the Beis HaMikdash. This was one of them. Umadura ha'isasham. Near this mikvah, underneath the Beis HaMikdash, was a fire that was burning there. Ubeis hakisei shel kavod. And there was a bathroom that was shel kavod, that was a dignified bathroom. What made it a dignified bathroom? Zehaya kavodo. This was in the way in which it was dignified. Mitzah unaul. If you came and found the bathroom was locked, yodea sheyesham adam. You knew that there was a person there, and you wouldn't go in. Pasuach. But if it was open, biyodua sheyesham adam. You knew that nobody was there. Again, we take this for granted nowadays. You know, you have the bathrooms where they have the vacant or occupied sign. We take it for granted, but, you know, in those days, they didn't really have bathrooms. You know, people went wherever they went. You know, so the notion of having a bathroom that had a lock on it and that, you know, you knew that it was occupied or vacant was an unusual thing in those days. Anyway, the guy who became a Balkeri, who had an emission of semen, would find his way to the mikvah, Yorad Vitoval. He would go down, descend into the mikvah, and immerse Olav in his stapig. He would then come up from the mikvah and dry himself off in his chamim keneged hamadura, and then he would warm himself opposite the fire that was there in that room. Bava yoshev lo etzel echav kohanim, he would then go and sit with his fellow brethren, the kohanim, ad shu sha'arim niftachim, until the gates of the Beis HaMikdash would open up in the morning. Yotzei v'holichlo. At that point, when the gates would open, he would depart and he would go on his way. In other words, as a Balkeri, he wasn't allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, but the gates were locked at night. He had to wait till the morning in order to leave. New idea. Mishu rotze l'tromas ha-mizbeach. In the morning, the first avoda that was done, the first service that was done, was the trumas hadeshen, taking a little piece of the ash that had burned on the mizbeach, on the altar, over the night, and placing it on the floor of the Azara, and it was considered to be an honor to do the Trumas Hadeshen, for the Kohen to take this piece of ash and put it on the floor of the Azara. So how did you get elected to do this? Somebody who wanted to do this, Mashkin V'tovel Ad Shelo Yavo HaMemuneh. He would wake up early in the morning, he would go to Mikvah before the appointee of the Kohen who was in charge, the Gabbai Kohen, as it were, would come around looking for people to do the Trumas Hadeshen. V'chi Be'ezo Shoh Bo HaMemuneh. At what point in the morning would this appointee, this Kohen, come? Lo kol itim shavos, it wasn't the same every day. Pa'amim shubam mikros hagever, samuch lam lefanov la'acharov. Sometimes he would come when the rooster crowed in the morning, either a little bit before, a little bit afterwards. In any case, ha'memuna ba, whenever this appointee came, he would come, v'dafak aleyan, and he would knock on the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, v'hin paschulo. And the Kohanim who had slept there overnight in the Beis HaMikdash would open up for him. Amar lohem misha tov al yavo yofis. He would say to the Kohanim, anyone who went to Mikvah early in the morning, let him come and participate in the lottery to be able to do the Trumas Hadeshen. There was a lottery to pick the person who did the Trumas Hadeshen. Hey Fisu, they would come and they would make a lottery to see who would be honored with the Trumas Hadeshen. Misha zacha zachabo. Whoever won the lottery would win and would be given the right to do the Trumas Hadeshen. That's the Mishnah which starts off our description. The Gemara then asks as follows, Minohani Mile, where do we know this thing from? How do we know that there's a requirement to guard the Beis HaMikdash? So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Amar Akra, the Pasuk says, V'achonim lifnei HaMishkan keidmo lifnei Ol HaMoed Mizracham. Those people who encamped before the Mishkan on the eastern side of the Ol HaMoed, Moshe v'Aaron uvanov shomrim mishmeres hamikdash mishmeres b'nei Yisrael. Moshe and Aaron and his sons would guard the guard of the sanctuary for the guard of the children of Israel. So in other words, we see that there was a concept of guarding the Mishkan, even going back to the Midbar, to the desert itself. So the Gemara says, Omri, they said, in. True, Shimur ba'alma ashkechon deboi. We see in the pasuk that it is necessary to guard the Beis HaMikdash, because we see that they guarded the Mishkan. Just again, if we could just remind everyone to mute their phones by putting it on *6. In Shimur ba'alma ashkechon deboi, we see that they required guarding the Mikdash. But Kohanim Ulevim Shimur, the boy Kohanim Ulevim Shimur, but the notion that the Kohanim and Levim had to do Shimur, Miu Masisi Ketana Bishloshim Mekomos HaKohanim Shom Beveis HaMikdash, VaLevim BeEsor VeEchod Makom. Right? Our Mishnah says that the Kohanim used to guard in three different places, and later on, we will see that the Levim used to stand guard in 21 different places. In other words, different. The Kohanim and Levim stood guard in different places. The Ilukra, and when it comes to the pasuk that you quoted before, that talks about the guarding of the Mishkan, Kohanim and Levim, Bahari Adoriksiv. It talks about the Kohanim and Levim in one breath. It says Moshe, who's a Levi, V'Aaron Uvanov, who were Kohanim. So how do we know that the Kohanim and Levim stood guard in separate places? Amri, so they said in response, Hachi ka'amar. This is how you read the pasuk. V'achonim lefnei ha-mishkan keidmo lefnei ol moed mizracha Moshe. In terms of those who were guarding the Mishkan to the east, it's Moshe, kama. V'hodar Aaron uvanov. And then after it talks about Moshe, then it talks about Aaron and his sons. Shomrei mishmeres ha-mikdash. They would guard the Mikdash. So in other words, there's Moshe, representing the Levim. And then Aaron and his two sons, right? Because Aaron had two sons. He had four sons, but Nadav and Avihu died, so he was left with two sons, Elazar and Isamar. So Aaron b'chad makom, Aaron would guard in one place, Ubana b'shei makomos. And his sons, Aaron and Isamar, would be in two separate places. So we see that for all posterity, the Kohanim used to occupy three different places when they would guard the Mikdash, and these three places were distinct from where the Levim would guard. Mimai. How do you know that that's the proper way to understand the pasuk? Mimai midiksiv achonim uksiv shomrim. Right, the pasuk says the chon, those who are chonim, those who are camped lifnei haMishkan, Moshe Aaron uvanov shomrim mishmeres haMikdash, and they would guard. So it talks about those encamped and those guarding, meaning chonim luchud v'shomrim luchud. Right, there were two separate groups of people. Right, so in other words, the Levium were in one place and the Kohanim were in a different place, because it uses two different verbs in the pasuk. I ema kulu b'chad makom luchudei. Maybe all of them, meaning Moshe, Aaron and his sons, were in one place. In other words, maybe it was Moshe, the Levium, in one place, and the Kohanim in one place. Lo salkadaituch. No, that doesn't make sense. Ma Moshe b'chad makom luchudei. Just as Moshe was in one place by himself, af Aaron uvano b'chad makom luchudei. So too Aaron and his sons, each of them was in a separate place. In other words, the Gemara is trying to establish from the pasuk that there were three separate places where the Kohanim would stand guard. And Rav Ashi, Omer, Rav Ashi says there's a different way we can learn out from this pasuk that the Kohanim stood guard in three different places. Misefe dekra. It's from the end of the pasuk, where the pasuk says, Shomrim mishmeres l'mishmeres. The pasuk uses the term shmira, guarding, three different times. So that implies that there were three different places where the Kohanim would guard. Okay, so we turn the page to Chavavim at Beis, and here the Gemara gets into a new discussion. It said that the Kohanim guarded in three different places. Two of them were Beis Avtinos, the chamber of Avtinos, and Beis Hanitzos, the chamber of the spark. And it said that they were Alios Hayu, they were upper stories. So the Gemara asked, Ibayil, who we asked the question, Alios Mamish Havu? Were they actually second stories of a two-story building? So maybe it's not that they were second stories of a building, you know, that there was a first story and a second story, but maybe they were just raised areas so they were as high as second stories. So to resolve this issue, the Gemara brings the Braisa. Toshma, we learn. The Snan, we learned in a Mishnah in Midos, which describes the setup of the Beis HaMikdash. Shebet Safon, Shar HaNitzos. On the northern side of the Beis HaMikdash was this chamber of the spark. Kimin Achsadra Haya. It was kind of like a pavilion, a big area. Ve'aliyah benuya al-gaba. And there was a second story on top of this pavilion. Shakohanim Shomrim Milamala. Ve'alaviyah Milamata. The Kohanim would stand up on the upper story, and the Leviim would be on the bottom floor. U'pesach Haya lo'lechul. And there was an opening from the Beis HaNitzos, from the Shar HaNitzos, from this gate of the spark into the non-holy area of the Beis HaMikdash. Not all of the Beis HaMikdash had the supreme holiness. There were some unconsecrated areas of the Beis HaMikdash. In any case, what you see in this Mishnah in Midos is that the Beis HaNitzos actually was two stories, not just a very, very high area. So that resolves the question that we had before. Ask the Gemara, Minohani Mile, how do you know that the Kohanim and Leviim at the Shar HaNitzos were guarding in the following fashion, right? We just said that the Kohanim were standing on top, the Leviim were standing down below. Where does that come from? The assumption is that that is a Din D'Oraisa. So answers the Gemara, the Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, V'yilavu Alecha V'yishar Sucha. The Pasuk says about the Leviim, they should be joined to you, the Kohanim, and they should serve you. In what way should they serve you? Bavodascha hakasa medaber. The Leviim are joining the Kohanim in your Kohanim, your service. Right? If you think about it, the Kohanim and the Leviim didn't really serve the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash, if you think about it, most of the time. The Kohanim had very clearly defined roles. The Leviim had very clearly defined roles. The Leviim were not really helping out the Kohanim. They weren't assistants to the Kohanim. They had different jobs. So here the Pasuk says that no, the Leviim are going to assist the Kohanim. So in what way are the Leviim going to assist the Kohanim? So there's one thing that the Kohanim and Leviim have in common. They both have this mitzvah of standing guard in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's where we see that the Kohanim and Leviim were participating together in standing guard. The Kohanim on top, as befits their stature, and the Leviim on the bottom. Ata omer bavodascha kasam adaber eno ela bavodasam. How do you know that the Leviim are assisting the Kohanim? Maybe the Leviim are assisting themselves. In other words, they're just working at their own avodah. So kishehu omer, when the pasuk says v'nilavu alecha v'shamru l'chol keilav l'chol avodasam, when the pasuk says that they should join you and they'll be involved in all of their work, Harei Bavudasam Amur. That other pasuk, it's a pasuk in Bamidbar, V'nilvu Alecha V'shamru Es Mishmeres Oel Moed, that's talking about the Levim doing their own work. Hamani Mekayim V'ilavu Avecha V'yishar Sucha. So the second pasuk in Bamidbar Yurches that talks about the Kohanim attaching themselves to the Kohanim and serving them, what is that talking about? Hamani Mekayim V'ilavu Alecha V'yishar Sucha. That must be talking about the Levim assisting the Kohanim in something that the Kohanim are doing. How would that work? Kohanim shomrim ilamalo, Levim ilamato. So it means that the Kohanim are up on top and the Levim down below. So now we continue talking about what the Mishnah said about this Beis HaMokad, this area where the fire was. It said, Beis HaMokad kipa, the Beis HaMokad was a dome, ubayis gadol haya, and it was a large structure, and that was one of the places where the Kohanim would watch. Yes, the Gemara v'chad shomer who dehava bebeis hamokod, was there really only one guard who was guarding over the Beis HaMokad, over this place where the fire was, as implied by the Mishnah? Remini, we ask a b'raisa, shnei sha'arim hayu bebeis HaMokad. Right, we learned that there are actually two gates into the Beis HaMokad. Echad pasuach l'chil ve'echad pasuach l'azara. One opened into the chil, which was a certain area of the Beis HaMikdash, and one went into the azara, in the courtyard itself. Right. So, in other words, if there are two, different gates, you would expect that there be two kohanim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, b'zeh shenichnasim l'azara pishpish katan hayolo shabo nichnasim l'vlo sho azara. Right, so the gate which entered into the courtyard had a very small door within that gate, and they would go in and out of that small door in order to inspect the courtyard. So leaving that aside, I mean, the Mishnah says that there were two gates to the Beis HaMokad. Shouldn't there have been two shomrim? So Amar Abaye says, Kevan de gabu hadadi havu kaimi sagilu b'chad shomer. Since the two gates were adjacent to one another, it was sufficient to have a single shomer, a single guard. Devai lahacha, udevai lahacha. He could look here, and then he could look on the other side, right? And, because they were close to one another, you didn't need more than one shomer. We continue talking about the Mishnah. The Beis HaMokad, it said, was mukaf rovdin shel evan. It was encircled with ledges of stone. Rovdin maininhu. What exactly was the nature of these ledges? So they were gzeirasa, the istabsa. They were hewn blocks of stone. The salki behul istabsa. And through these hewn blocks of stone, you went up to even higher blocks of stone. I mean, you think about it, it's kind of like the setup of an amphitheater, right? In other words, that there were blocks and ledges, and you went further and further up. Umi havo miflaku be'avonim. What do you mean? There were hewn stones in the Beis HaMikdash? I didn't think you were allowed to have that. Vaksiv, the pasuk says, by Shlomo HaMelech, v'habayis behibo naso, even shlema, when the Beis HaMikdash was being built, the stone was complete when it was quarried. They didn't cut the stones at all. So Amar Abai, how did they have hewn stones in the Beis HaMikdash? D'misakne umayse me'ikara avne zutrasi v'avne ravervasa. They prepared and they brought from the beginning, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, smaller stones and bigger stones. And it's not that they actually cut any of the stones, but they found stones that in nature were smaller stones or bigger stones, and they were able to arrange them. Even by the Beis HaMikdash, it talks about there were stones that were 10 amos and 10 stones that were 8 amos. So that's the way that they came in nature. Again, the Mishnah had said, Ziknei Beis Av Yeshenim Sham, the elders of that particular family of Kohanim who were serving would sleep on these ledges. V'amai le'ayli mitos. Why would they sleep on the ledges? Let them bring in couches for them to sleep on. Omer Abaye lav orach arla luye mitos le'Beis HaMikdash. It's not derech eretz, it's not proper to bring beds into the Beis HaMikdash, even though technically speaking they were allowed to sleep on beds, but to bring in beds into a chamber of the Beis HaMikdash, even not the main chamber, was certainly not considered to be appropriate. Okay, Rabbosai, so we went through a daf and a half. Bez Hashem will stop here. And we look forward to picking up tomorrow night 8:30 with the continuation. Wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.